Blog Talk Radio.
One more time.
Hey, lift up those hands and pull down what you need right now. Pull down what you need by faith. Pull down what you need by faith. Pull down what you
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everybody tonight as we pray that God will move by his spirit as God pretend to protect his people. And we're going to be praying that the people of God will hold fast to the word of God in this season, this time, and this world that we live in and all the trouble and turmoil that's going on, that we can hold fast to the word of God and we'll continue to seek the face of God, that we'll trust God out of all what's going on, in spite of that we won't be deceived by all of this stuff that's going on in the world. As we believers, we got to trust in the Lord. We have to trust in him when we don't have anybody else to trust in. We know if the word of God let us know, we trust in him and all our ways, acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path. And he will keep us in the way. He will keep us from all evil. He will keep us from all danger. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word, that you watch over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we decree and declare your word even now, God, that you pull down every stronghold, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor tonight. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your assurance. Father, in the name of Jesus, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could even think or ask. Father, we give you glory tonight. We praise your name for the body of Christ. We praise your name for your people, oh God. Keep our minds in perfect peace. God, your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds tonight. We pray for endurance in your word tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will continue to be manifested in this world today. Father, we give you glory. We praise you for it. We thank you for the miracles that is taking place in people's lives even now. We pray for families, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for that mother, that father, that child. We pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we pull down every stronghold of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory tonight. We praise you, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on the young people, God. Look on the young people, Lord, those that are in school, Lord, Heavenly Father. Cover them in your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, every child that is in school, cover them in your blood, whether it be in college, whether it be in regular school, God, in kindergarten, whatever school they are in, cover them in your blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, protect them from all danger. In the name of Jesus, we declare, let your angels, God, cover them. Let your angels be around and camp about them. Let your angels be with them, God, when they go in the classroom,
when they go in traveling all the way to school. Father, we thank you, Lord, for safety, God. We thank you, God, that they will return home safe. They will go to school safe. They will come back to their parents safe. And Father, we thank you for a safe environment, God, even in their home, God, that it will be a Holy Spirit-filled place of refuge, God, that where you dwell in their homes, Lord. Father, we decree and declare, God, the children will be saved. We decree and declare the loved ones will be saved. We decree and declare, God, you'll heal those that are sick and afflicted tonight. Lord, we thank you, God. We pray for our nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We need you ever never before. We need you, God. Our nation needs you. The government needs you. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the government leaders, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that the godly people be in those places, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, for the places that we live will be saved, God. We thank you for the neighborhoods will be saved, God. We thank you for the schoolhouses will be saved, God. We thank you for the grocery stores will be saved, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare. Everywhere, God, in the hospitals, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for miraculous miracles in their lives. God, you are able to heal to the utmost. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We magnify your name tonight in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it already done. We thank you, God, as we pray for Brother John and his family. Father, you're all knowing, God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. You're able, Father, to shake. Hold on, love ourselves. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. God, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we give the glory tonight. Father, give them a peace that passes all understanding, God. Give them a peace to endure according to your word, even in this season, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, we pray for every family member, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory for it tonight. We magnify your name, Jesus. We lift your name up tonight, God. We call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, we pray for this nation, God. We pray for other countries, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray for those that are in Africa, God. In the name of Jesus, God, Alamoshe, Kalalamisa, Kalalamosea. Oh, God, we magnify your name. We lift your name up, God. We forever give you glory for what you've already done. We thank you, God, to keep in our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you. Father, we pray for the body of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us in your blood, Lord. Oh, God, God, we see more Roko Rafa. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for that family, God, that have lost loved ones. God, we pray for Samika tonight, for her family. God, we pray, God, that you strengthen her in this time, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every family member in that family, God. Oh, God, strengthen that brother, God, in the name of Jesus. God, be with them, God, in the name of Jesus. We know now to him who's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And, Father, we know that you are all-knowing, God. There is no secret that you don't know about. Father, we ask you to look on that little child that is homeless tonight, that little child that is missing tonight, that individual that is adult that is missing tonight. We pray for their safety return home. We pray for their safety return home. Oh, we pray for their safety return home. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory for it. We praise you right now. And we ever thank you for all that you have already done, the things that you are continuing to do in the lives of your people everywhere. God, bless your people, God. Bless the saints of God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for miracles, God, the Lord. souls are being saved, God. Souls are being delivered and set free. Father, we thank you, God. You're blessing them naturally and spiritually, God. You're blessing them with jobs, God. You're blessing them, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, God. Siko rata la la moshe. Siko rata la la macha. Yes, siko rata la moshe. Kalibiyapa. God, la moshe. Kolana moshia. Oh, God, la moshe. Kolasika la la meshe. Isiko rata la la mosha. Kalana moshe. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus for that life tonight, Lord. Oh, that child, out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Amoshe, Korasata la Lamoshe. God, come over your Siko, Rapa la Libya. Come over your blood, God. Come over your blood, God. Change the situation even now, God. Change the circumstances even now, God. Come over your blood even now, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Halalaboche. Isadalalabako. Ratalalabeshe. Ah, Yasiko. Ratalabeshe. God, I be shake. Oh, Ratalabeshe. Oh, God. Yasadalabeshe. Abako. Ratalabeshe. God, we speak peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Peace in the spirit. Oh, God. Ratalalaba. Peace, Alalaboko. No, Satalalabaka. Oh, God, you are not a spirit. Oh, I see Korata. You are not an awful confusion, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit even now, God. Oh, she Korata, la la machi. God, we pray for the Collins family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Soko Rasaba. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, God. We thank you for your miracle working power, God. We thank you for your promises coming to pass, God. And we forever give you glory, Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus, that power in the blood, that's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, see, ko rata la la ba. Da la la moshe, ko rata la ba. Oh, see, ka la la ba, sata. That man, see, ko rata la la ba, sata. Heal that person with the see, ko rata la la ba. Ah, see, ko rata la la ba, sata. Yes, Siko Rata la la Bashe. Ah, yes, Rata la la Boko, Rasika la ba. Lift the whole sea by the day cold, Rata la la Bose. Ah, la la Bishia Boko. Ah, yes, see, Abata Rabaya. Ah, you speak a little bit. Oh, God, I bless Rata by. Let us receive. We rest in you, oh God. We rest in you, Bakoraba. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of God. We plead the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Dr. Denise Crenshaw will be coming up shortly. I did want to read the word. Had a little technical difficulty, but wanted to make sure we got the word in as well. Bishop, thank you so much for that powerful, powerful prayer tonight. Psalms 37, 1 through 9, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 37, 1 through 9. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, as Bishop just prayed about. Trust also in him. Yes, he is. He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light and thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him prospereth in his way, because the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise and do any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Praise God for the word of God. That was Psalms 37, 1 through 9. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter. At this time, I want to turn this over to Dr. Crenshaw tonight. God bless you, Doc. Thank you so much.
Praise God for the powerful prayer from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. And this psalm just really encourages my heart, Psalm 37, particularly verse number 7. It says, rest in the Lord, rest in the Lord. It is so much chaos going on in our political system and our financial system and in the world, and wars and rumors of wars. The Lord is encouraging us, each one of us tonight, even here in the Psalm of David, to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, and fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Those that seem to be doing evil, but yet prospering. David said, I almost slipped. Praise God, I almost slipped. Praise God. And I was looking at the prosperity of the wicked. Praise the Lord. I almost slipped. And the enemy wants to get us into the place of almost. Amen. We want God to keep us. And Bishop was praying tonight, keep us. Keep us. Keep us steadfast in the word of the Lord. The Bible says, grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the word of the Lord is going to stand forever. And we have to see ourselves standing in that word. I'm encouraged by the song that Elder Kevin played in the beginning of prayer tonight, It's Your Time for a Miracle. I want you to hold on to that. Praise God. Your miracle is not like anybody else's. Even the trouble that you're going through is not like anyone else's. Somebody else may be dealing with a sickness. Somebody else may be dealing with trouble with their children or whatever it may be. But we must take hold to the word of God and believe the Lord that he is yet a miracle worker. Even as the woman that had the issue of blood, she pressed her way. Praise the Lord. And it's hard to press when you're fretting yourself because of those who are doing evil, but yet prospering in their evil ways. Praise the Lord. It's hard to keep our eyes on Jesus when our focus is on those things that are around us that seems to be chaotic. But if we would keep our eyes on the Lord, blessed is the man, amen, praise God, who keeps his hope and is looking forward to his appearing, the appearing of the Lord. When he said when he come back, he's looking for what in the earth? He's looking for faith. He's looking for faith in the earth. So we must continue to stand. Praise God that we may be able to stand against the wiles, the trickery of the enemy, and fret not ourselves because of evil doings. This particular woman that had the issue of blood, that believed God for a miracle, she pressed her way through what? The crowd. You may have to press your way through something else, whatever it may be. It's not going to be like anybody else's. Therefore, we cannot even compare our issues or our troubles with anybody else. Praise the Lord. Everybody's got something they got to pray for. Everybody's got something they going through. The Bible said in the word that the just shall live by faith. It don't matter. Praise God. But if you just, if you got $1 million, you still going to have to live by faith. Why? Because if you got that kind of overflow, you're probably in a position that you believe in God to be able to do something even greater. For the word of the Lord even said to the believer, greater works we shall do. So the just is going to live by faith. I don't care what position you're in. You've been saved 50 years, 40 years, 4 days, 10 months, no matter. We're going to have to live by faith. The Lord is going to position every believer that our trust and our faith must be in him. So our prayer is that we stand. When we've done all the stand, we need to keep on standing because the challenge is going to get greater. The challenge is going to get greater. With the things that are happening in the political system, the laws they're attempting to pass, some of them being blocked, some of them being carried through. But we as believers, the Bible said, praise God, righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is reproach to any people. So we need to pray for our nation, pray for our city, pray for your neighborhood. Pray and believe God, praise God, that no plague shall come nigh thee, no harm shall overtake thee. Amen. And God will cover your house. Amen. When you leave the house, he will put you in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. The enemy comes and it just bounce off. Praise God. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Whatever your feet shall charge, you shall take apostolic authority. We must speak the word of God. Believe the word of God. And know that God is yet able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Because he's still God. He's still sovereign. In spite of what we see. In spite of what's going on, in spite of all of the craziness that's going on in the world, God is still sovereign, and he's coming back one day to redeem us from an evil world. So we look forward to that. We look forward to his coming, And we thank God to today. We have to decree and declare and open our mouth. Say, I thank God for my miracle. That woman who pressed her way through the crowd, praise God, she pressed her way because she believed, praise God, just that she could touch the hem of his garment. She didn't have to have a conversation with Jesus. He didn't even have to put his hands on her. But her faith was at such a level that she would just touch the hem of his garment. What level is your faith today? What level is your faith today? Your faith to be where, when I get up in the morning and able to put my feet on the floor, praise God, things don't be different. When I put my foot on the floor, I believe, God, that I'm already here. When I put my foot on the floor, I believe that my child is coming out of that bad situation. What is your level of faith? What are you trusting and believe God for? Because the miracle is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. Speak it, decree and declare it, that your words will not fall to the ground. Open your mouth that your words will not return void, just like the word of the Lord said, that he will decree and declare, and you have the power and the authority to say it, speak it, decree it, and declare it. Praise God. The enemy has no power over the believer and the child of God, only that which we give unto him. We give him that space. We give him those space tonight. Amen. Lift your hand and give God praise and give him glory in the midst of it all, in the midst of it. So tonight we encourage those of you that are listening. We encourage Brother John. We encourage Sister Tamika and the loss of her mother. We know that God is yet able and sovereign, and he's able to bring peace in the midst of whatever storm that you may be going through. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. You just heard Dr. Janice Crenshaw's voice, ladies and gentlemen, for those across the network there. And what a powerful message from Doc. What a powerful prayer from Bishop tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the only way, folks. God has already put that in place. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is our antidote for everything that we need. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for that powerful prayer and reminder that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to open up the lines here for you. Hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. We'll go right down the line there, and then we'll go ahead and turn it back over to Bishop here a little bit. But our first caller, we want to get Sister Sarah. God bless you. You're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. How you doing, ma'am? God bless you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, I wanted to, first of all, thank the Lord for everyone on the line tonight, the prayer lines, and I'm just excited, you know, to know that, you know, the whole world is in need of prayer. It's every, you know, and but we do know that the Bible is fulfilling itself. The Lord is, everything is going down but the word of God.
Yes.
And tonight, specifically, I wanted to pray for my daughter. She started her medical assistant program, and I just wanted, you know, to just pray her way through that she'll complete the course.
Amen, sis. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. Amen.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're opening up the line tonight. Brother John and his family. You're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you.
Yes, thank you, Elder Kevin, for that Psalms 37, 1 through 9. Thank you, Bishop, for that awesome prayer. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw. I want to ask everybody to pray for my family. I lost my youngest son on Friday. It's nothing like losing a child. And God is so awesome that Psalms 37-9, all of those scriptures is relating to the situation in death and how people reveal themselves. And as Dr. Crenshaw spoke on, how some people have trickery for their own advancement. But none of that even matters when you're in Christ, because I can't see it and it can't affect me. Because in all my ways, I'm a lean on the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm going to continue to praise him in the good times and the bad times, because I know we serve an awesome God. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Appreciate you so much. Like you said, God has us. God is with us all the time, and we just got to look unto him, as Dr. Crenshaw reminded us. We must look unto him no matter what. What Bishop was praying, we have to look unto him no matter what goes on in our life, no matter how wrong it is or right it is, whatever it is, we still got to look unto the hills where my strength cometh. Amen, in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, we're opening up the lines tonight, prayer time with Bishop John Dr. Denise Crenshaw. I'm going to mention your last four digits, and you'll be on as well. Our next caller, Bishop and Doc, is 3281. 3281, you're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Hello, I just want to say praise God and thank you all. My name is Steve, and I want to say acknowledge or reference Brother John and having his son transcended. If you remember 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 or 18, I know you'll find solace there. And I want to know, I know your son was a believer, and I certainly know that you are. So if you know 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 or 18, it says, those that are believers, you'll see them again, Brother John. So be encouraged, as I know you are, as you quoted word, you referenced Psalm 37 that Brother Elder Kevin had spoke on tonight. And I just, you know, my heart goes out to you, but I know God's going to carry through this. I just wanted to share that. Two, thank you, Bishop Crenshaw, Dr. Denny's cousin Crenshaw, for your prayers, for encouraging me. And I'm going to need more prayer, because we lost a loved one too. And it seems when the family is sort of at odds with possessions and material things of my aunt that transformed, and I just ask for peace and just civil behavior when we do go to the funeral. And two, Sister Sarah, I want to say a prayer for you and your family as well. I listened and I heard. So all be encouraged, and thank you, Brother Elder Kelvin, for the technology that you provided. God bless you. Thank you, Bishop Crenshaw, of course, and also Dr. Jenny's cousin Crenshaw. God bless you all, and thank you for giving me continued hope. And I just wanted to just share that with everybody. I said, God bless you all.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brother Steve. Appreciate you so much. God bless you. We are praying for you and your family as well. Thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I want to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, it's back to you, sir, for final closeout prayer and closeout, sir.
Praise God. As we pray for Brother Stephen and his family, and Father, we thank you tonight that you will bring peace in the middle of a storm situation. Father, we know that you're able to calm every circumstances. And Father, we thank you for your guidance and your direction. Even in this circumstance that's going on, Father, we know that you are able. When nobody else can, you're able to turn every situation around and turn every heart, God. And Father, we depend on you, Jesus, and we trust in your word, God. And we take you at your word, O Heavenly Father. And we thank you, God, as we pray for Brother John and the strengthening of his family and encouraging his heart in this time and this season. And Father, we know that you would direct them each moment of this time in their lives, and you strengthen them as you mentioned, Brother Collins and his family in this season and time. And Father, we pray for Sister Sarah, daughter, that you would continue to bless her in school, and God bless her in the studies of her. God, and you know you're able to work a miracle in her life. And Father, that it will be so easy that she will even comprehend everything that she needs to comprehend during her studies. Father, we thank you for your continued miracle working power. We give you all the praise and all the glory shall be thine forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much for that time tonight with prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop prayed for our entire family, for ourselves, for our nation, for our world, people all across the globe, of course, as well. So we thank you so much, Bishop, for that time. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for that powerful message of reminding us what the Word of God is and what it does for us each and every day. And we're just excited about what the Lord is doing. But truly, He is going to fix. I believe He's going to fix everything one day, folks. He'll go fix everything. Everything we're concerned about will be gone, or it'll be history, because of His glory. The Lord will be with us forever and forever. So we thank God for His mercy and grace. We thank God for His wonderful Word that we must stand on each and every day, each and every hour, in some cases every minute of the day, ladies and gentlemen, depending on where you're at. You may have to stand on the Word every minute of the day in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank You so much. But ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Trinise Crenshaw. I want to turn this back over to Bishop for final closeout. Bishop, back to you. Thank you so much.
And we thank God tonight for everyone that's on the prayer line. We continue to pray for you as well, but God will continue to bless you. We pray for Sister Samika, her family. We pray for to strengthen and be with them and guide them in this time. And we pray for each and every one of you tonight as God continues to bless you and direct you with your spiritual walk with Him. And God, will you hold fast to the promises of God and the Word of God. I know all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to His purpose. All things working together for your good. So be encouraged. Hold on to the Word of God. And keep on, keep on keeping on. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe and those live right now tonight, we want you to have a great rest of the evening in the Lord. Of course, pray, continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to stay in your Word as well. Also, don't forget to pray for our leaders, Bishop and Doc. Pray for them as well and their families. Pray for all of our leaders, not only in our sphere of influence, but also those around the globe that love the Word of God. They preach and teach the Word of God each and every day in all kind of formats, all kind of ways, whether it's television, radio, internet, live, you know, Bible studies, Sunday service, evening service, whatever. Just bless the leaders all across the globe that are keeping the Word of God alive for His glory in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, also too, we want you to have a great rest of the week as well. And we want you to always know that Jesus will always be with you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And that's powerful. We can take that each and every day and know that. But we have to believe it, and we have to walk in it each and every day. So stay in the Word, as Bishop always tells us. Stay in the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Stay in the love of God and continue to do the will of the Lord each and every day. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a song here, The Days of Elijah. But we want you to leave you with this real quickly. You would have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Y'all enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.
Days of His servant Moses' righteousness.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Territory with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That was Charles Jenkins with Days of Elijah. God bless you. And there's nobody like our God, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get a Lord hand cup of praise. And y'all have a great evening. Thank you so much for joining us on Territory. Continue to praise.